Here's today's In Touch Reflection, an inheritance of faith.
Today's reflection is based on verses 2 through 6 of 2 Timothy chapter 1. To Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelled in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am sure that it is in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
Where does faith come from? For some people, trust in Jesus almost seems genetic, like red hair, a distaste for cilantro, or a quick wit. For others, following the Lord was an unexpected detour from family expectations or cultural traditions. To be clear, salvation is solely the work of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. But for most Christians, being born again came about with the help of spiritual midwives, so to speak. These are the parents, Sunday school teachers, evangelists, pastors, friends, and strangers who helped unbelievers who were ushered from death to life. Write down your spiritual family tree, listing the people who shaped your walk with God. In what ways does your faith look like theirs? What beliefs and behaviors did you inherit from them? Repeat this process, going back as many generations as you can, to sketch the fullest picture of your spiritual DNA and rejoice in the Savior's love for you. Think about it. In 2 Timothy 1, verses 2 through 6, the Apostle Paul is writing to a young pastor, but imagine him writing a similar letter to one of your descendants. How would he describe your faith?